I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Indian government asked the country's Supreme Court to throw out the case that would grant affirmative action rights to low-caste Dalit Christians. All Dalits have these rights, but lose them once they become a believer. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says the court said no and set October 25th as the date to hear the case. That'll allow for more international pressure and more prayer. He says if they're granted this freedom,
the floodgate is now wide open. People will, in masses, come to faith in Jesus. That's what is going to happen. And I think God is behind it. I don't think anyone can stop it. And that's what we should be really praying for.
Next, word has reached Voice of the Martyrs that 11 days ago, Cuban authorities raided a home in Cologne. In that raid, police confiscated a printing press used to print scriptures. Government officials also took the already printed materials, calling them subversive and dangerous. Although the doors seem to be opening for ministry, the hostility against believers remains intact under the communist regime. And the island nation of Haiti is characterized by a daily struggle with human and spiritual poverty for 7 million people. That's where the gospel presents a shining hope. The layman's voice of OMS International, Men for Missions' Bill Evans, says they're adding space to the Emmaus Seminary in Haiti to accommodate the growth. They're asking people to pray for the head of the seminary and for staffing and building needs.
He's always looking for more professors who are willing to give of their time and serve in Haiti, teaching some of the classes, and for our missionaries as they host the teams that are going to come in and build this seminary.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call, 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage is also found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.